Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at
Menards. On today's episode of Down the Wire, Dave is feeling a little under the weather, but we're managing. I had my flu pod too, baby.
I'm dying.
I had my flu pod too. We're on that. Crazy week 17, the co-main event of the NFL season, playoff picture is almost set. We're here to talk about it down the wire. I be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach, make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Something's happening. Episode 48.
How did we have another one of those, like, exact wrong timing?
Down the wire.
God!
Yes. Episode 48, man. New Year's. First one of 2022. The second year we've been involved in the podcast game, maybe? Almost on a year.
I mean, this podcast collectively. Oh, yeah. God, you trimmed up.
I did. You didn't notice until now?
You got that Dan Campbell hair.
I did. No, my hair is the same length.
Well, sorry, facial hair.
Yeah, I did go with a Go Tom right now instead of a...
Really? Instead of a... It's called a Go Tom?
No, I'm kidding. It's a goatee.
It's quite terrible.
No, it's not bad.
No, sorry. The Go Tom.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The name
Go Tom is bad.
And really,
yeah.
It's like bordering Van Dyke.
It's, yeah, I don't know, because it's not connected. Is that why?
Yeah. It's gotta be connected.
Right. It's, I don't know, it was just getting annoying out here, and I was like, it's fine, this kind of hides my fat face a little bit still.
Sure.
So I was like, let's go with it. Yeah.
Do it to it.
I have a question for you, though.
Oh, God.
Yeah, okay. So, now this is, how many weeks we've been up here?
Three?
Three? Does that sound right?
Yep.
How much small talk am I supposed to engage with your girlfriend when I'm here before it's an appropriate time to come upstairs and then come record with you if you're upstairs before?
None?
Night?
I don't know.
None?
You don't need any small talk.
Oh, I don't know. I was just like, hey, how's it going?
It's
like,
good. Enjoying life?
She's like, Dave's already upstairs. And I was like, cool, you must be excited. And she's like, ha ha ha. And I was like, okay, that's my cue. Like, that was...
Yeah, no, that's worse.
Yeah.
You should have just been like, yo,
yeah,
later.
Yeah, I guess. But I don't want to be that guy.
Why not? What are you supposed to say?
I don't know. I just want to be an approachable figure, you know, that I know how to talk.
You want my girlfriend to be able to approach you?
Okay, that sounded bad.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing? You overstepping bastard.
Yeah, all right. I won't ever talk to your girlfriend
again. I'm gonna fight you, damn it.
I won't ever talk to her again. How's your New Year's?
I did the deed and went and to Comedy Sports, got my shit in.
Nice.
Lost my voice.
Yeah.
Shouting and screaming.
Yeah.
Being funny.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking.
Nice.
And now I'm here.
2-day hangovers are a thing. Yeah. 2-day hangovers are a thing. Well, I will definitely buy into that theory.
I'm dying right now.
Because
this could be worse.
Yeah.
This could be worse than like a cold or like a loss of voice. This could be like, I don't know. It could be like a brain aneurysm or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never know.
I don't think it's that serious.
WebMD says a lot of things.
Yeah, you don't go down those rabbit holes, please.
No, there's not rabbit holes. It's one hole.
Yeah.
There's
that
one
just
hole.
Leads to death on WebMD.
Yes.
That's all it does.
Yes.
It's just like
type
all
in my
these
symptoms
lead to death.
Everything leads
I went bowling.
Death.
I went bowling.
What are you... 47?
So that was the thing. It's like usually I'm not a big New Year's guy, and this year they were like, let's go do something. Let's go out and bowl, right? And I was like, oh God, this is going to be terrible, right? And so we pull into the bowling alley, and it's fucking packed, right?
Duh.
And I was like, shit, this is going to suck, yada, yada, yada. We go up. Luckily, Jen, who set up the whole thing,
reserved a spot. So we got a spot, right?
Yay.
On top of it, she reserved it in like the backed off room. So it was like three lanes. It was pretty sick, honestly.
Okay.
It was a pretty solid thing. It was like, okay, at least I got to fucking be with the people I know, not surrounded by all these nasty ass people like walking around all over the place with their shoes off and shit, like going around the arcade, coming back, touching my shit.
Sure, sure. Now, I can understand why you would think that is super cool, except it's bowling.
Yeah, but honestly, I used to bowl, remember? I get a little competitive.
I used to bowl. I don't know if you remember, I despise bowling.
Why do you despise
it's
bowling?
It's such a boring sport on all levels.
I'm going to put that Pete Weber clip in right here.
What was it?
Who do you think you are?
I am. Yeah, yeah, 100%. I always get it
mixed
up. I'm
going to find it. Got to stamp it like at the 5-minute mark.
Yeah,
boom, right
sure.
There. Done. All right, let's get into the week of week 17, dude.
Sure.
There was a lot of crazy shit that happened this week. This was the true feeling of a week 17, except now we have a week 18, which, you know,
the
I don't
true
know.
True feeling of a week 17.
Yeah, it was like everything was wrapping up and this should have been it and this was over. And it's like, oh my God, we have another whole week of football.
Oh,
still.
I see. You know what I mean? Okay,
like,
okay. That makes
it
sense,
had the same vibes of like the importance of the week 17 in an NFL season, but we still have a whole nother week of that.
All right.
Yeah, and what should we start with? Everything was on Sunday now, so there's no Thursday
about,
bias anymore.
How about Chicago and New York?
Okay, yeah, let's start with some shit bowls right off the start. Talking about this, Chicago winning, they go out there with Andy Dalton again, so this is now still not the quarterback that
Andy
they
Dalton?
Want. Yeah, it was Andy Dalton.
Oh, I was hoping it would be Nick Foles.
No, this is Andy Dalton, so I don't even think we can ring the backup alarm because he is the starting quarterback and that should have been his team this year. And he made $10 million.
I mean, yes.
To be the quarterback.
Yes.
This was a total snooze fest. The Giants suck, man. Mike Glennon is not an NFL quarterback. I think that's just, if you haven't seen him play the last few weeks, it speaks for itself. 4 for 11 for 24 passing yards, but they actually had negative 10 passing yards as a team because of the sacks, and they negatively move the ball on passing plays.
Yeah, really, if you want to know what a bad football team looks like, just watch the New York Giants. They are absolutely terrible. They got 4 turnovers in this game, or they turned the ball over 4 times, rather, and 2 of them were on their first 6 offensive plays. Like, holy flying fuck.
Yeah, honestly, the coolest thing about this game is Robert Quinn just had an insane season, and
yes,
no one was talking about it the entire time.
18 Robert Quinn
sacks already
so,
for him now.
So do you know the whole deal with this?
Do I know
the whole deal with Robert Quinn?
I mean, I don't know what deal I'm supposed to know about. His contract?
Or No. His record-setting season.
No, I don't know the whole deal about
this. So, yesterday, Robert Quinn set the Bears' single-season sack record by sacking Mike Glennon, right? December 2013, Robert Quinn set the Rams' single-season sack record by sacking Mike Glennon.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, nice sandwich.
Mike
Glennon's
going to be in the Hall of Fame for 2 reasons now. You know, both those sacks, they'll be shrined up,
yeah,
and then he'll be sold, and he'll make it to, where is it? It's not Cooperstown. Canton. There it is. Couldn't think of it for a second. I wanted to say Cooperstown, but I knew it wasn't
Sacramento.
That.
I don't know why.
Sacramento.
I don't know why. There's
the
nothing
home
fancy.
Home of football. Sacramento.
I don't know.
And the Kings. That's what we
again,
have
I'm
here.
Sick.
I get it.
Let me live.
David Montgomery, pretty nice fantasy performance out of me. Darnell Mooney just makes a great catch every week. I'm honestly a little bit nervous about that one for the Bears if they get things figured out. Darnell Mooney, I think he's legit. He's going to be one of those Allen Robinson-type players
where he's
going to be
like
under the
Allen
radar because of his team success. Like,
he's
going to be one of those, like a Jarvis Landry in Miami or Allen Robinson with the Bears kind of thing.
Yeah, again, I can see that Allen Robinson comparison. I don't think he's necessarily going to, you know, burn down the town and just completely scorch the earth like Allen Robinson did. But I think he'll be better and more consistent than Allen Robinson.
Yeah, he's too quick to not be good. He gets away from guys. Like, that's something that's hard to teach, you know, getting away. That's why we're so biased towards Devontae kind of thing. He just gets away from guys. It produces long careers. Let's move on from this one. Giants lose to the Bears 3-29. Let's move on to another one. How about Bills Falcons? Let's go to that one next. I'm okay Billy talking boys. About that. And this one was scary for the Bills for a second. I mean, the Falcons were in control of this game for a little bit. They were leading at halftime even. Could not score in the second half and had a crucial Matt Ryan taunting penalty, which was hilarious to see. The whole rule of like where you start your dive if you're a quarterback is different than if you start your dive when you are a runner is bizarre to me. If you dive forward, you dive forward kind of thing. You know what I mean? That should be a rule. If they want to slide, give up their body, slide, give up your body. Totally cool with that. Needs to be implemented in the NFL that quarterback sliding just goes forward at this point. Stopped at the 1 yard line, got up and taunted, thought he scored, and then they had to go backwards and then did not score. That would have made it a one possession game at the time. This is a sad Matt Ryan we've been seeing over the last two seasons, I think. He is sorry on the field. And Josh Allen didn't outplay him by any means. Running the ball in really helped out his day, for sure. But couldn't get the ball moving through the air at all.
Yeah, this was probably Josh Allen's worst game of the year. But it didn't end up really affecting the Bills all that much. Because of Devin Singletary and the Bills' defense, they were able to pick up any sort of slack that Josh Allen was bringing to the game. Singletary rushing for 110 yards and two touchdowns. And the defense sacked Matt Ryan five times. I mean, you get that type of pressure, Matt Ryan's going to feel it. Though, I will give the Falcons some credit. They got some potent offensive pieces, and they actually led at halftime, albeit it wasn't all that much. But for them to be up like that, really the momentum just stalled in the second quarter, specifically on that weird penalty play.
Yeah, it was definitely a momentum killer. I think all-time name on Atlanta, Foyoside Aluakon. Like, he's a beast.
COVID variant,
yeah,
right?
He's a beast, dude. He was the defensive player of the week last week. Not this past week, but the week prior. And had another big interception in this last game. He looks pretty legit, something that maybe they can work through. Let's talk about Kyle Pitts. 1,000 yards as a rookie for a tight end.
First time since
Mike Ditka, 1968. 61. Yeah. That's got to be worth something. I mean, he is their only weapon now, so that it does play into a factor. You know, they don't have Calvin Ridley anymore this season. Patterson's definitely taken a step back from his hot start. It's been the Kyle Pitts show in Atlanta. And
obviously no Julio either.
Yeah, right.
Not that he would help all that much.
Not this year, at least. But I'm really excited to see what Buffalo gets their ass kicked by in the playoffs, because I think that's what it's summing up to. Let's do an NFL playoff picture. Do you have anything else from this game?
No, not a chance.
All right, let's do an NFL playoff picture update real quick.
So we know what we're working with here.
AFC clinching right now it sits at, the spots are not all clinched. Clinch spots though, Titans, Chiefs, Bengals, Bills, Patriots all have clinched spots. Right now that was in the descending order of place in the AFC too. Titans 1 seed, Chiefs 2 seed, Bengals 3 seed, Bills 4 seed, Patriots 5 seed in the hunt, currently in the playoffs if they stop today. Colts and Chargers outside looking in. Raiders, Ravens, Steelers. That's the AFC playoff picture we got right now. We'll go over to the NFC. Number one seed in the entire NFL will clinch up the one spot for the entire postseason. Green Bay Packers. Just had to emphasize that.
Yeah, no shit.
Rams 2, Buccaneers 3, Cowboys 4, Arizona 5. Eagles have clinched a playoff spot, but currently sit at the 7th seed. The Niners are the 6th seed, but could not make the playoffs. I don't know how the sense of that makes, but neither did that sentence. So
wait, they can't make the playoffs?
The Niners, yeah, are not clinched in. The Saints can still get in.
Yeah. I mean, there's but the Eagles... It's a very, very slim chance of getting in. It ends up... I believe New Orleans has to win, and then the Rams have to win, and New Orleans is in.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I have like the whole breakdown in front of me.
Yeah, it gets real interesting. It's going to be a heated playoff. It's going to be a heated playoff. A lot of good teams. A lot of good teams going this year. It's going to be anarchy, I think. I think there's one team better than the rest. I do think that the AFC is completely a coin flip at this point. Like, who do you...
Yeah, that's a generous coin flip,
by the way. Who do you want to pick out of there right now? That's crazy. There's just madness going on there. Let's talk about an AFC one. Should we get to probably America's Game of the Week and talk about that one before we talk? Because we usually can get a banger up here now. We've talked about a couple of them. Let's go right into it. Bengals-Chiefs, okay? This was an insane game. Insane football game we saw between those two. Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase leading the Bengals past the Chiefs. And I think Ja'Marr Chase clinching up his Rookie of the Year as well, too. That was the game.
Hands down.
That will solidify that award going to him, breaking the record that won it last year. You know, Justin Jefferson won the Rookie of the Year last year with that many yards, broke that record. Think it's only justified that he walks away with that. What is your takeaway from this one? Are you more on the side? Are you more of like, this was a great game from both teams and these are just two good teams? One team surprising you more, one team letting you down. What are you going with from this one?
The Bengals are scary. That's really my biggest one. Also, Ja'Marr Chase is better than Justin Jefferson. And that's really scary because Justin Jefferson, we've talked about being a top five wide receiver in the league. He is overshadowed by Ja'Marr Chase right now. Right now.
I think that's a fair statement. I think you can see that Ja'Marr Chase, what he's doing is, it's never been done before. I mean, he's just been the ultimate big play weapon. He's kind of reminds me more of Stephon Diggs as a player, I think, with how open he just gets and seems to find himself. It's truly a remarkable season from him right now, for sure. And really making us look kind of stupid with the let's draft a lineman for Burrow. And they
I was just going to say that.
They've proved that was worthy of the sixth overall pick, for sure.
Yeah, I won't say it was stupid because Penei Sewell was a great pick. It just wasn't going to be the better pick. You know, the Ja'Marr Chase, that the 1-2 punch of having the LSU guys right there, someone that Joe Burrow knows so well, it really paid dividends. And I wonder how much this will factor in drafts going forward, seeing someone, you know, draft a high leverage quarterback in the draft, you know, top 10 pick, and then looking for one of their number one targets in the draft, either later on, the next year, whatever it may be.
Yeah, I think that could play a role into it. Chemistry built between the two guys. There's your official down-the-wire siren in the background there.
Yep.
Living next to a nursing home will do that to you.
What are you talking about? We live in the hard...
Yeah,
right. Hard streets.
It was an ambulance.
Of cutting.
It was not a police car. It was an ambulance.
You don't know what happened out there.
Ja'Marr Chase, youngest ever with a 10-250, three-touchdown game. Seventh player to ever do it. Single-season rookie record, and it's the Bengals' season single-game record, too. A truly outstanding performance from him. And Joe Burrow, really insane bounce back year, too. He could be on... Is this Joe Burrow or Dak Prescott's Comeback Player of the Year award?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's the topic that everyone...
Well, I'll tell you right now.
We all know the MVP debates get hot. The Comeback Player of the Year...
Speaking of, though, Joe Burrow has climbed into third in the MVP race.
Then he damn near wins the comeback player, right?
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
That right there is something, you know, we should recognize. If he's third in MVP race, not saying he's going to win it, but I think that means he's a better player this season than someone like Dak Prescott.
That's
right.
Yeah, I know.
I would say the Cowboys have a better overall offense.
Yeah.
Overall offense, better line.
But the quarterback better position, you're leaning towards the Bengals.
And the wide receiver. One wide receiver, one.
Yeah.
That's about it. Everything else, I think I'm giving. Who the hell is the Bengals tight end? I don't even know.
Uzama. CJ Uzama. I had him in fantasy a couple weeks. Was not terrible, but had a couple weeks where he popped. But Jamar Chase also caught his fourth touchdown of 50-plus yards in the first quarter against the Chiefs. Randy Moss, the only player with more such touchdowns at the age of 21.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's the guy, right? They're just so fucking good. And the combination of him and Burrow together is even better.
Did you see Joe Burrow's name come off his jersey?
Yeah.
That was weird, right? That looked really weird on like a football jersey with no name.
I find it weird that they're not just sewn in. Like this, not the patch, but the letters themselves. Why aren't they just sewn in?
Yeah, I don't understand. Is it Velcro?
No. No, though. They're patched on.
Okay, so
that you always see, like, if you look at a jersey, it's
This is what it looked like.
I saw it. Yeah. I saw this.
So weird. So weird. Don't understand that at all.
They got the names on that, like, that patch and shit, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you just sew each individual letter? I realize that
on the jersey.
Yeah.
Is that compromise the jersey in any way? I don't know.
How?
I can't imagine it either if it's just sewn onto the patch.
I don't get it.
Let's talk about the Chiefs a little bit. Not a disappointing game by any means. They looked like they were near the top of the AFC. That's just brutal right now. That's all it looks like. And honestly, it's scaring me a little more as we head towards the playoffs of an AFC opponent. The AFC looks a lot better now that they've kind of figured it out over
past
the few weeks.
For sure.
Yes, because we were talking about NFC dominance right now, if it was a true test of talent. AFC looks like they're all back into shape. It's weird seeing the Titans at the one seed right now, but if they get Derrick Henry back, I mean, who's to say they're not the best team in the NFL?
I'll say that. They're not the best team in the NFL.
Sorry, in the AFC.
Oh, they're not definitely not the best team in the AFC. They were fortunate enough to get there, and now as I have seen them over the past couple weeks, even with Derrick Henry back, they're not the best team in the AFC.
So who is? Between this game, this is who it was. You're saying the Bengals are the best team in the AFC right now?
Bengals and Chiefs are neck and neck. Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. Maybe the playoff experience is going to come into play.
The Chiefs were so potent outside of that first drive. Then after that, the next four drives they had led to touchdowns. I'm just saying that the offense is so potent. And they can be super consistent like this. They obviously had no answer for Jamar Chase.
Yeah, they were up 17 at half. I mean, they were scoring. Yeah. They knew how to do it, but shut out almost in the second half, only getting field goal in the fourth quarter. We'll move on then to next one. Go ahead, pick the next game.
All right, next game. Let's, how about Jacksonville and New England?
Okay, yeah, we can talk about this one. I watched this game a lot, actually. I pulled it up on my computer. I had Mac Jones for the fantasy quarterback this week, and it was nerve-wracking. I needed a big week. This is championship week. And he got me 22 points. I mean, how much more can you ask from Mac Jones at the fantasy quarterback position?
Yeah, well, I also had a lot riding on this game. Not a lot, but I had stuff riding on it. This was my blowout pick,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, no shit.
This
was the most dominant I've ever seen a team kick another team's ass in a game that I watched pretty much from start to finish.
Well, not to mention when you had another 50-pointer in another game, this one was, again, even better. It eclipsed the Seattle-Detroit game.
Sounded off. Brian Hoyer made an appearance. Let's go.
Yeah. Oh, God. Don't make me do that.
Mac Jones. Mac Jones, three touchdowns, no interceptions. Looked really good out there. Ramondre Stevenson, who's, I believe, is undrafted rookie this year. Has been a fourth-round pick. Sorry, that was kind of disrespectful that I did that to him. I will never do that to you again, Ramondre.
All right, question.
Yeah.
Did Trevor Lawrence play?
Yes.
Did Trevor Lawrence throw an interception?
Yes, yes, yes. He's not looking good.
No, dude.
It looks really bad. Like, I get it. The Jaguars suck. The Jaguars suck. We have to tell them that, man. The team is horrendous.
Bad. It's
from
bad.
Front to beginning. Trevor Lawrence, since November, though, 2 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, and it's January. That's pretty rough, dude. How could you ever... You can't imagine that production out of a season. Right now, Trevor Lawrence, Mac Jones had more touchdown passes that game than him.
Yeah.
In that span.
Yeah.
Three.
Not to mention 500 total yards, too. The Patriots just ran all over this team. Trevor Lawrence, again, I'm not going to say he's a bust, but he is definitely not the first overall pick.
No, he's not the best rookie out of this class so far that we've seen. I think that's Ja'Marr Chase right now. If we had a hypothetical,
is he first, top five? I don't think so.
Are we basing it off upside though?
I guess sure.
You can probably still throw him in there. If he got drafted in the Patriots situation, they would be the same record right now. Absolutely. He does kind of just whip that bitch, though, Trevor Lawrence.
He does not look football smart to me.
He just whips it. Like, he wants it to look fast and cool every time he's throwing the ball.
One
of the interceptions was not his fault. One of them was not.
Okay.
I was watching that. Two of them were definitely his fault. Not good passes. Don't do that again. Dare Ogunbowale, only touchdown of the day on a screen that was like 80 or... 20 yards, you know, good for you. Absolute ass cooking.
Ass cooking, baby.
Damn near
some
makes
smoked
same.
Blood.
Yeah, it's damn near makes same sense.
I like that.
Like, I'm all right with it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know if he goes in my top five. I realize Mac Jones is with Bill Belichick, but Mac Jones has a presence in the pocket.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence looks lost every time he hikes that ball.
I agree. I think he does struggle this year a lot. But, you know, Peyton Manning threw 29 interceptions or whatever his first year.
Please do not compare him to Peyton Manning. Please don't.
Generational talent, they said.
Generate this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No,
I don't know what you were supposed to follow.
Generate these nuts.
Oh, okay.
Is that
yeah,
better?
There it is.
Speaking
okay.
of these nuts, how can we not talk about the fantastic piece of merchandise and memorabilia in this office?
I know, the Dan Vogelbach signed
certificate of authenticity.
Yeah,
bruh.
Did you say that because he has big nuts or because his chin looks like nuts?
Oh, I was going to say it because it was signed on his nutsack.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah, that's true. That was one of the things that drew me into this.
Yeah, it just takes you right to his crotch.
Yeah, I'd like to see where we go next from here. I have lots of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But
Dan Vogelbach, you are the first piece of memorabilia in the Down the Wire studio.
That's right.
There. Congratulations.
Congrats, Danny V.
Now, if you wanted to be on the wall, don't be the best. That's not what we're asking for. We need you to try your best.
Yes.
That's what we're asking
yes.
for. Dan Vogelbach has never taken a playoff in his life. I've watched. One-time All-Star.
Yes. Yes, he has.
Buccaneers and Jets. Let's move on to that one.
Bucks and Jets.
We got to talk about the game. I get it. Let me move my chair a little bit. But the biggest story, obviously, from this... is Antonio Brown quitting in the middle of the game.
Yes.
Which is bananas, but totally the most Antonio Brown thing that we could ever imagine to the end of his career.
And I'm going to not pause you necessarily. I want to reach out to the public right now. Because a number of people were talking about how... The reason why he flipped out was because the Buccaneers sat him to avoid paying him these bonuses that he was that he had, these incentivized bonuses. Like I think he was like 6 or 11 away.
It was 9 catches. He was 95 yards. Or it was 8 catches, 95 yards, and 1 touchdown from all those incentives.
Okay. Here's the thing. From Antonio Brown's mouth, he had said that he pulled himself because he was feeling hurt. So, at that point, that incentivized BS is done.
Yes.
So, everyone that is trying to stick up for Antonio Brown,
no legs,
can politely shove some big iron stick up their ass.
Over under 125K, the fine.
I'll go under.
Under 100K seems like over is a good hit there.
Yeah, but yeah.
I'm telling you, he's gonna get a huge fine for this. I think that.
Better yet, does he play anymore?
No, he's done. He's never.
Is he
playing
gonna join
again.
Johnny Manziel in the Canadian?
Right, the Arena Football League, yeah. The Alliance. He'll be in the XFL. He's in the next XFL for sure. Antonio Brown.
The next XFL.
Right. Yeah. That's isn't the Rock. The Rock bought it, man.
It doesn't mean it's coming. Anywhere.
I'm just saying, I think that maybe.
You got wishful thinking.
We'll see it again. I think this is crazy, man. This was nuts that he just started stripping in the middle of the field, literally ran on the field of play within the end zone at least, and just deuces out. Dipped.
Yep. Fuck that shit, I'm out.
Yeah, that was crazy, but it was literally the most, that's what I think of Antonio Brown doing.
Yep.
Like, that's how his career ends. He quits.
And yeah, you know, totally overshadowing a Tom Brady comeback as well.
Yeah. With no Antonio Brown on his team, yeah. Mind you, as well.
Well, he hasn't really done shit. Let's just be honest.
He's got a couple of weeks. I know. Tom Brady keeps doing this.
Just
man.
Finds... yeah. Do you know who the final touchdown was? Without
no.
looking it up.
No. No, who was it?
Yeah. Well, Cyril Grayson.
Oh, that's the old sprinter guy. That's the guy I told you that was the Olympic sprinter when we did this guy a couple weeks ago.
We did?
Yeah. He caught a touchdown from Tom Brady, and he never played a college football game in his life.
Oh.
So that's his second career touchdown, probably.
Yeah, 33-yard score with just 15 seconds left to win the game.
Tom Brady's nuts, man. I think we should bring back your boy Braxton Berrios, another all-time name guy who's just really good these last 2 weeks. Remember, we brought him up last week, a rushing touchdown and a receiving touchdown for him. He is, it's just so hard to draw a comparison to him that's not like, hey, because he's white, I'm going to call him Wes Welker. But he plays like fucking Wes Welker, dude. He's the exact same person. He runs like him, has that little shiftiness to him that he gets away quick. He really shouldn't be open all that much, you feel like, but he somehow is. I like watching him. He's really fun. And this was a game the Jets were in control of the Buccaneers for a lot of.
Yeah, honestly, the Jets had a pretty decent day outside of that fourth quarter when they just decided to completely melt down. I think all in all, you should be happy if you're a Jets fan watching this game. You saw a lot of positives. Zach Wilson is a
better
guy
than Trevor Lawrence.
You taking Zach Wilson over Trevor Lawrence?
I mean, this season, yeah.
I mean, it's on the Jets. They're not much better
right.
than the fucking Jaguars.
This season, I think it would be foolish that you don't take Zach Wilson over
remember
Trevor Lawrence.
Remember when he said he deserved to be the number one overall pick?
Yeah, remember when his mom had to delete her Instagram? Because, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Same thing, Zach. Know your place.
Womp womp. All right, let's keep rolling.
Keep it rolling.
How about the LA Rams and Baltimore Ravens?
This was a good one, dude. This was a good one. And another good performance from my boy, Tyler Huntley, to keep him in games. I mean, he is definitely as comparable talent-wise quarterback as Taylor Heineke, and he got a whole season. So tell me Huntley shouldn't get a whole season.
All right. I'm the more and more I see him, the more I think he's actually going to get a job next year.
I think it's in the works.
Or at least on a new team.
His contract's up. He'll be open on the market. He got run through by the D-line of the Rams. Five sacks. could not get anywhere with him there.
Not to mention throwing picks too. Jordan Fuller picking him off on the Ravens drive. Set up Stafford with an 18-yard pass to Cooper Kupp for a touchdown. That right there is just going to be demoralizing.
Cooper Kupp's just incredible season continues. He's about to break some records, I think. Let me find it on here. I know I liked a tweet that I had to show for this. So he's got 138 catches, 1,829 yards, 12 catches, 136 yards from both records. That's like an average day for him, if he plays.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if he will, but if he wanted to, 17 weeks, he'd breaking that record.
And just think, if they had a more competent quarterback than Matt Stafford, who continues to struggle.
Yeah, this honestly was supposed to be a season to kind of prove that Matt Stafford is the guy, and he's just been disrespected a lot in Detroit. And I don't know, he's all right. He's all right. I won't
say that you're wrong with that take, but speaking of a stupid quarterback, he's dumb.
Matt Stafford, yeah. He seems to just be whipping it out there all the time. There's never really much thought. Cooper Kupp has been his saving grace this year. I mean, the best season we've ever seen out of a wide receiver ever.
Ever.
Ever. And that's including the Randy Moss season. 2007. He had like 23 touchdowns. Let's move on then. Going on to the next one. How about Dallas and Arizona? Let's talk about them next.
Dallas-ona.
Kyler Murray coming back. Undefeated at AT&T Stadium. 5-0 in high school, 2-0 in college, 2-0 in the NFL.
Yeah.
Got to play there 5 times in high school. That's what happens when you go to high school in Texas. You're fucking awesome. Allen, have you ever seen that high school's football field?
No.
It's a stadium. It's like 14,000, I think it holds.
Good for them.
That's what I mean. They appreciate it over there. But this was a big win for the Cardinals to come back, exposing Dallas a little bit. Kyler Murray leading them past there. I don't have my notes in front of me now. They kind of came back, right? No, there was that fumble, right? That's what it was. That looked like a fumble. It did look like a fumble for sure. Dallas, here you go. Exhibit how many of Mike McCarthy's terrible time management and timeouts you should.
He's
like,
bad.
That's what we've been telling you about this entire year and entire season, and now you're seeing it on a national stage in a big game. He sucks with them all the time.
Yeah, and let's talk about that real fast, too, because I don't know why Jerry Jones has stated that Mike McCarthy is the difference maker of that team. How can you fucking say that
with a straight face? I don't know. That's ridiculous.
Like, what difference maker in a negative way?
Jason Garrett would be 11-5 with this team and that roster and that schedule. I mean, that's very obvious to me. I think they got CeeDee Lamb, big pickup for them over the last, since McCarthy was there at least, and they've revamped that defense to insane levels of talent right now. It's a playmaking defense.
Wait, wasn't CeeDee Lamb always there?
Well, yeah, but I think that was McCarthy's first draft pick.
Was he?
Last year was his first year, right? CeeDee Lamb?
It? I don't remember.
I think so. That sounds right. Shouting out, random, didn't know he played there. Corey Clement returned kicks for the Cowboys.
Fun fact.
Yeah, that was really random. Former Badgers back.
Okay? I realize.
And Greg Zuerlein still kicking there. That was another one. He sucked, though. That was good. I was going against him. So I was very happy about that as well. I don't really like what Dallas is doing in the running game anymore. They can't figure it out. That's kind of what they've been. And that's probably why they lost this game. They couldn't figure it out on the ground. Dak Prescott was your leading rusher. And that's just never a good sign for
you. How much do you think Amari Cooper's statements from the other week is affecting this team?
What can you refresh me on?
He was complaining about his role in the team and talking about how he wanted a trade or some shit that.
Okay, yeah, I do remember he was frustrated now. I think that this team, it needs to be reestablished through their defense now. This team's defense is their identity. It's not their offense anymore. Because, honestly, Ezekiel Elliott's probably the most overrated running back in the NFL. Maybe behind Saquon Barkley. I'll go
People love Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'll give him Saquon's more overrated than Zeke, but Zeke's right behind him, right there. The O-line has been battered and bruised. They lost Travis Frederick last year. Remember, he retired out of nowhere. I think Tyron Smith's been a shade of his self that he's been at left tackle before, plus some injuries along the way, too. I think that Dak Prescott is like the 8th best quarterback, the 10th best quarterback in the NFL, maybe right around that range. And he's not a superstar. He gets the job done. He can make big plays. Would you rather have Dak Prescott or Derek Carr? You know what I mean?
Depending on my team, I think I would rather have Dak Prescott still.
Really?
Yeah, Dak Prescott does what he needs to be done.
Dak Prescott or Kirk Cousins?
Oh, I would easily take Dak Prescott.
Okay. It's fair enough. I'm just trying to get a range of where we're going here. Let's move on.
Asking about him or Joe Burrow. Now it starts to get more
questionable. Yeah, but I think Joe Burrow's probably higher on that list than that than the 8 to 10 range.
Oh, okay.
So,
I'd have to think. Herbert.
Over Dak?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert. That's probably a better pick, right?
I think Derek Carr and him are closer on the talent spectrum. I think Justin Herbert, everyone knows.
Kyler Murray.
Okay. Now we're getting interesting.
Now am I starting to
this
mix
this was in
it
the same fucking game, and we didn't even think of this right away. Yeah. But, I think I'm taking Dak.
See? I think you are undervaluing Dak a little bit.
Fair enough. Moving on to the next game. How about we get a snoozer out of the way? Titans, Dolphins. Dolphins out of the playoff pictures. Tough. Brian Flores. Sorry. Jalen Waddle set to break the all-time receptions record for a rookie next week, though, if he gets 3 catches. So, let's get on that. That was my boy.
Yeah.
Who, unfortunately, just came in the same year Jamar Chase did, so he's going to get looked over. Yeah. It's tough. But Alabama's wide receiver, you too. Don't sleep on them one bit.
The Dolphins were in a rough spot because Tua does better. Well, Tua needed to be able to throw this, right? And unfortunately, they had cold and wet weather, and it really made it difficult. Tua fumbled 3 times, lost only one of them, thank God. But also threw an interception while the defense just struggled to stop Tennessee altogether. And nothing went right for Miami, and now it looks like they'll just be staying at home for the playoffs yet again.
Yeah, they couldn't get an over 500 record. I think Flores will fight for that. I wonder if he's still going to be... I wonder where the team thinks with him. Like, are they really impressed with him? Are they not liking him?
I don't know, dude.
Because I really like Brian Flores. And if he got out of Miami for some reason, I don't think he's on the hot seat this year, at least at all. He would be my favorite coach to go after that's, like, young right now. Would be in a situation to be available.
I think they're going to move from Tua first.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
And that's something that I'm also kind of hesitant on, too. Because Tua continues to do shit. He continues to look good. You know, 7-game winning streak, man. That's something to note.
It's something that, yeah, right. And that right now, if they were a 16-game season, they're a 500 team. It's 8-8.
Yeah.
What more do you... From the Dolphins, I mean, they didn't. I don't think anyone thought they were going to be too much of a force in the AFC. Maybe a couple of wild card picks for them, but they were right there until week 17.
Yeah.
Right there. Not much more you can ask from the season. The efficiency, though, from Tennessee really is what led for this. Donta Foreman, man. Been stepping up since Derrick Henry's been out a couple of games.
Man.
Ryan Tannehill didn't throw any picks. That's kind of what you want from him. They just pounded the rock. That's what wins you football games.
Pound
the rock. Moving on now to the next one. What do we got?
Washington and Philadelphia.
Your Eagles, man. They're in the playoffs.
You got to give some love to Jalen Hurts.
I mean, I can give some respect.
Yes, but what I told you was he is a quarterback, right? And you argued with me on this. You have to give him the quarterback.
I mean, Taylor Heineke outthrew him. Like, let's just.
It doesn't
slow down
matter.
He has no.
That's a rushing
he
team.
He had no touchdowns.
It's a rushing team.
I know. And it makes Jalen Hurts look better than he is. But they're winning football games. And I don't think anyone thought Nick Sirianni was going to be winning this many football games.
They're in the playoffs.
Yeah. He needs to get some votes for Coach of the Year. He needs to get some votes.
Okay.
I'm not saying, like, let's give him the award, but he could be my third place vote.
I like to think a foregone conclusion that LaFleur is going to win it.
He needs to. We'll get to that game next because we're dying to talk about it, I think.
Yeah, but, dude, the Eagles just continue to impress me. And not impress in the way that, what they do is impressive, but the fact that they're able to put together the right pieces of this puzzle.
It's a fun team to watch play. Yeah. I will admit that they're very athletic and making huge, crazy plays all the time. They're always trying to do something a little extra with their football.
Did you see that move by Jalen Hurts? Let's see, what was it? He was, it's when he took off all of his gear and ran towards the exit and then avoided every last one of the fans that almost fell on top of him because the Washington Stadium is just as big of a piece of shit as the team is.
Oh my God, dude. That was crazy. That was nuts. Crazy. It nuts. Really could have fucked him up. Like, yeah. He was right next to it.
Like, that fucking metal guardrail
could have killed him.
Sure. But definitely could have injured him.
Well, imagine the metal guardrail hits his head while it falls on top of him while all these people fall on him. He's dead.
Dead.
Dead as hell.
Dead.
Dan Snyder, sell your fucking football team.
You so suck.
Jeff Bezos can buy it and turn it into a spaceship team. All right?
The Washington Amazons?
Yeah. Washington A to Z's. Yes.
I'm okay with that.
There is
it's better than what they had.
I actually saw a mock for a new uniform for them that I wanted to show you.
Does it involve the Red Tails? Because really, that's the only team that I want.
That is a better name, but this one's called the Commanders. Okay? Just look at the uniform scheme. There's four pictures, so you can swipe on.
All right. It's not horrid. Whoa, what's the difference?
I don't know. I didn't look at all of them. Maybe it's just different angles.
No, I really don't. I don't think there's any difference. Oh, wait. It's a different face shield. That's weird. Okay. That's literally the two.
Oh, yeah. That is the only difference.
Wow. That's annoying.
That's lame. Yeah. But that would look cool, kind of. And District of Columbia. They should lean into that district, I think, more than they have just with Washington, maybe. Could spice things up a little bit.
The district?
Well, the Washington district, that would be so lame.
Really? Do the Wizards do that for like a city uniform?
They used to. Yeah. And they used to have the best city uniforms. The Wizards white district uniforms were sick. From that year, they were the best uniforms. We can do that. We can review that for city a segment one sure. In the offseason. We'll review city uniforms.
The offseason.
Let's move on. Let's talk about another blowout. 51-29 Seahawks Lions. This one was a farewell, I think, for Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll.
Well, except they have one more.
Yeah, but this is the last one in, what's it called? Seattle.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah, last one in Seattle for them. And, you know, hey, if you told the Lions they were going to put up 29 points in a football game, they'd be like, hell yeah, we got a fucking shot, man.
Yeah.
But they just gave up 51. I mean, a lot of points given up by the Dan Campbell-led Detroit Lions. Sad season. Just continues to get sadder. 2-13-1. The one makes it almost sadder, I think, than actually just being 2-14. But Russell Wilson balled out. 4 touchdowns. And Tim Boyle, dude.
Your boy!
262 yards, 2 touchdowns, 3 interceptions.
Backup time.
3 interceptions. Like, just a great backup stat line. Great backup stat line. What else do you want?
Tim Boyle, we need an autograph in here. We need an autograph from Tim Boyle.
We will get a Tim Boyle one. That's a good one.
Yeah, but only in a Lions jersey.
I think we should get one from him in college. Like an Eastern Kentucky Tim Boyle one or something like that. Wasn't that one of them?
He had some weird-ass thing. Oh, hold on. Just keep talking.
Okay, I'll keep talking. Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll. I think that... Well, and actually, real quick, Rashad Penny, what he's been coming in and doing for Seattle has been nuts. They couldn't figure out the running back position all year. And they were like, hey, why don't we just play our first round pick that we took a couple years ago and see if he actually does well. Turns out he's pretty good at football. He is leading the team in rushing yards now, 170 yards on the day for him against the Lions. But the big story, obviously, Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll. I think this is part of the divorce between them. 6-10 right now, one more week left. I think they're going to give up on Pete Carroll now. I don't think they're both going to leave. I think Pete Carroll's gone, not Russell Wilson. I think that is probably more likely now. I think Pete Carroll, this is my worst case scenario. I think he's the Minnesota Vikings head coach. And that just makes me vomit in my mouth if I think about that.
Your boy.
Yeah, that would really suck. Not, oh God. I like want to like the Vikings a little bit, but I can't if Pete Carroll's the coach.
All right, so I just put in a bid for a Tim Boyle rookie autographed rookie card.
Just the card?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's the only thing they have. It's all rookie cards. They don't have like any Lions merch.
Went straight to the fucking auction house.
Well, I'm on eBay. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, so whatever you do, none of you fuckers go and try to steal this card. Damn it.
That would be so tragic. Someone listening on this wanted to do it. Anything? What do you think? Russ is gone, or Pete Carroll's gone, or they're both gone?
Let's go both.
Both.
I think Russell Wilson has a better chance of staying because it's Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
But I think both.
All right. Okay. Maybe. How about a good one now? We talk about Colts.
Moving right along.
Colts and Raiders. Big surprise here for the Raiders to come out and shock the Colts in Vegas. Now will be in the playoffs with a win, I believe. I know they are not in right now, but I think if they win, they're in for some reason.
You think this?
I think that's what they were saying.
Not quite sure.
That's what they said last week. Is that still... Or last... Yesterday when I was watching
Let's see. In the hunt... Raiders on the bubble.
Does it say it what they have to do? It does not say
what they need.
I don't understand.
But they are the eighth seed right now, so I would assume that means if they
it actually doesn't account the week 17 matchup maybe down here. I don't know. No, it says they're 9-7, so I don't fucking get it. I don't get it. Tie-breaking procedures. Let's see, maybe that's what it is from over here.
We're good.
No, nope.
Here, clinching scenarios, how about this? Let's just look.
No. I'll talk about the game a little bit. This was
sure.
a big
my
game.
God, ads!
For Derek Carr to come out and lead his team. I really can't say anything more than how have the Raiders done this? This is a team that has dealt with more bullshit than any team would ever have to deal with ever in a season, usually.
The Raiders will clinch a playoff berth with a win over the Chargers, or a Colts loss to the Jaguars plus one Steelers loss. One Steelers loss?
Because the Steelers tied, so it fucked everything.
Yeah.
They got to lose still. So they're going to play the Chargers next week. So that game's for the playoffs. Because right now the Chargers are in.
Sorry, one Steelers loss over their final two games against the Browns or the Ravens. That's right, because they play Monday tonight.
Yes.
So as long as the Steelers... Okay. Now I see.
That makes sense. Zay Jones, his first ever 100-yard day for the Raiders. Big day for him. Marcus Mariota fumbled. Backup quarterback. Nice. Way to see it. Derek Carr, though, wasn't his best day, but ultimately led the game-winning drive against the hottest team in the NFL, maybe right now, other than the Dolphins, I guess you could say, or the Packers. And Jonathan Taylor's first loss. With over 100 yards rushing.
I hate to see that.
How do you feel about the Raiders? Any damage they could do maybe in the AFC? Is a big game against the Colts for some playoff implications. I guess the Colts can actually still miss the playoffs if shit works out nice for them.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if
badly.
Bad for them. Right.
Yeah, not nice.
Are you dying?
Shut up. Let me die in peace.
There it is. Still alive. We should get your diabetes company that's hooks you up with all this shit to sponsor us.
That would be amazing.
That would be hilarious.
Free product. Oh yeah, my God.
That would be...
Please, Tandem. Please.
I don't know. The Raiders, they could probably have some... They could mix things up a little bit, but ultimately...
Win next week.
If they played the Chiefs, they're getting stomped. They're getting stomped if they
sure,
play the Chiefs.
Sure, look, they would just want to make the playoffs at this point.
If they do it this season, that would be worth something, I think, for sure. Panthers, Saints, I didn't watch this game. Did you watch that game?
Nope.
Don't care. Had nothing that we need to talk about. 18-10, Saints take down the Panthers. Let's talk about Sunday Night Football. Let's get into it. Green Bay Packers take on the Minnesota Vikings. Oh, 49ers, Texans. Congratulations, 49ers, Texans. You suck. Okay. Have we missed any other games?
No.
I don't think so. That's all of them now. Packers and Vikings, man. And the Aaron Rodgers fuck you tour of 2021 changing into 2022. Did not miss a beat. The best stat line you will ever see of 36 touchdowns, zero interceptions against NFC North opponents the last 2 years.
Yeah, dude's a boss.
Or last 4 years, rather. What, dude? Are you shitting me? Matt LaFleur dominating now, most wins ever for first three seasons. First person to ever do 13-3 in a row. I'm not sure who it was.
Chuck Pizarczyk or
yeah,
some shit
of course,
like that.
Yeah, of course. That all-time great, Chuck Pizarczyk.
Hey, you know, hold on, I'll look it up. Matt LaFleur.
I don't understand why the Vikings didn't start Kellen Mond. The Sean Mannion start was really weird to me. Seemed like a give-up move from Mike Zimmer. And we were on their ass the entire time. This was the least stressful I think I've ever been watching a Packer game in my recent memory. Yeah, we didn't really score a lot in the first, but we never do. Getting the field goal, I was like, hell yeah, at least we got the field goal.
That's... George Seifert, that's who it was.
Oh yeah, George Seifert.
Yeah.
Right, my guy. I love George Seifert. One of my all-time favorite coaches, honestly.
I'm gonna slap you.
but this was, it was kind of uneventful on Sunday night because of that. Because Kirk Cousins getting COVID at the worst time for the Minnesota Vikings.
Made it very good for Green Bay Packers fans.
Yes, and we were able to clinch up the one seed. NFC runs through Lambeau now. Aaron Rodgers, 288 yards, 2 touchdowns, 29 of 38. Just gross stat lines. Was completely protected, didn't sack him once. Which
dude,
is probably the most impressive thing.
The first penalty against the Packers didn't come until the last 2 minutes of the game. And then Isaac Yiadom had to fuck it up for them.
Right. And on the pass interference.
Yep.
Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon, great tandem out there. 139 yards rushing together. Aaron Jones,
on 70, only 18 carries.
Right.
They could have ran them a lot more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But Davante Adams, this is why I like this Packers team a lot more. Is because everyone knows we have Davante Adams, who's just going to go out and get his 10, 101 touchdown every week, it feels like. At this point, it's routine. The guys who are the secondary options, I think, though, have really stepped up for Aaron Rodgers this
especially.
Year.
Especially.
Alan Lazard, 6 catches, 72 yards, caught that big touchdown, the first one of the day, caught the record-breaking touchdown the week before. He's been amazing this season.
Yeah.
He's been very... That both him and MVS just seem to catch the ball better, flat out. I mean, these guys had drop problems, which Devontae had very recently as well. I mean, you remember...
Yeah, his first couple years.
He led the NFL in drops 1 year. Yeah. I remember that. He was a work in progress, for sure. Now he eclipses 8,000 total yards for Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers calling him the best player he's ever played with, which... It's debatable. Debatable for sure.
I mean, who else are you going to challenge with?
Well, he counts like Charles Woodson in there. And you know Aaron's
sure.
Like Clay Matthews is his buddy and shit. So, fuck Clay Matthews.
Okay.
Talking about the Justin Jefferson slowed down a little bit. Can't really do much for him, Sean Mannion. Where did Sean Mannion go to college? Go.
He was drafted... By the Rams, right?
I don't know that. Oh. I just know where he went to college.
Give me...
It was a third-round pick by the Rams.
Give me Florida State.
Oregon State.
Oh, I got the states.
Did get the state school.
He looks like a state guy.
Yeah. He, honestly, he looks like Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins, and Ben Roethlisberger all blender.
I was getting Alex Smith, Jared Goff.
Yeah, he looks like he should be a quarterback, but looks like he's never played it before.
Say what you want. Sean Mannion played a decent game.
That was not a D.
There was no
point. There was no point in that game where they thought, yeah, we're going to win this game.
No, I didn't say that. But what didn't happen, the way that they were going to win this game was Sean Mannion playing the way that he did, one. And two, getting Dalvin Cook established because he didn't do shit yesterday.
9 carries, 13 yards. It's different running the ball in Lambeau in the cold.
They just didn't even bother to run him, though.
Well,
he looks slow.
Yeah, he does. He's been injured all year, you know, and he's that guy that gets injured every year, too. He's very similar to McCaffrey, except he's not missing seasons. He's just missing games. He's one of the best backs in the league when he's healthy, for sure.
Okay, quick. Do I buy a autographed Jared Lorenzen football card for the Kentucky Wildcats for $10.
You can buy it?
Yeah. Outright.
Mm.
Jared Lorenzen. Hefty lefty.
That would be a nice one. That'd be a nice one. I mean, it's $10. It's like
or
one adult dollar.
Oh, this one doesn't have an autograph. Never mind. I want that one. Okay, keep going.
Green Bay Packers finished season 8-0 at home, too, on top of it. And now the NFC has to come to Lambeau. And, wow. Just, what a season. Are you ready to say this is the best team Matt LaFleur's had?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I said that a couple weeks ago as well.
Team is nuts. Devondre Campbell is just a beast out there every
week.
And
we still don't have like Jair out there. We still don't have...
He'll be out next week.
MVS out there.
Did play. He was just very limited.
Yeah, again, he didn't really play. You know what I mean? You don't have Randall Cobb out there. You don't have David Bakhtiari out there. I'm convinced...
I don't even need him at this point. Like, I'm cool.
But
I think we're the best team in the NFL with or without them.
Yeah.
I do.
Sure, but... Don't you want him out there?
Yeah, but now it comes into next week. Is Aaron going to play?
One quarter.
Is Devontae going to play?
One quarter.
Okay. What about Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon? They're going to split the whole game? Or
No, you got third string backs you can give to, third and fourth.
They're playing the Lions, man. Like, we're probably going to lose to the fucking Lions now.
Good for them.
Because we're going to get out there.
Good for Dan Campbell.
We're going to give him a sympathy win. That's from us.
You hate that? Because I love that.
That's Green Bay to Detroit. We love you, Dan. We love you.
Yeah.
And then, of course, tonight is a big game. Browns and Steelers. I need the Browns to whoop ass. I'm up by like 24 points in fantasy. Najee Harris and the Pittsburgh defense left.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I think it's possible.
Wait, you need the Browns to whoop ass?
Yeah.
But you have Najee Harris?
No, they have not. He has Najee Harris.
I'm
up rather by 24 points. He has Najee Harris and Pittsburgh's defense left.
Well, let's see. Baker's guaranteed an interception, if not two.
They just gotta run, dude. Just run the ball. If they get on their ass and Najee Harris, they have to take away the run game.
We'll wait and see.
Fuck. Fuck. All right, let's get into our picks. Now
picks. You want to go to picks?
Yeah, that's all the games.
You want hot takes? You don't want...
Does hot takes come after?
No, hot takes picks comes first.
I thought picks were right away first, and then it's hot takes.
We can do that. That's fine.
It was picks right away, then it's hot takes, then it's quick hits.
I think you're crazy.
Okay, I think you're right now. I think it is hot takes. Now, here's the hot take. I only got one this week that's worth of it, I think. If there is a... Let's say someone played 4 years of high school basketball. This came in from my boy Cam. Someone I know, Adelio, thinks that if you threw him in an NBA game, he has to guard Steph Curry. But he has his entire defense around him, just the other team. You know, it's 10v10. rather 5v5. And he's guarding Steph Curry. Do you think that he can hold him to under 100 points in 36 minutes?
The fuck?
Do you think a normal person...
that average... Yes.
Yes.
I'll say yes.
You think so?
Yes.
I don't think so. I don't think a normal person's holding Steph Curry to under 100 points in an NBA game.
What's the most Steph Curry's ever scored?
Probably like 60, I feel like.
And let's quickly find this out.
Steph Curry's... Curry, take a guess. I'll go 58. High.
62 points.
Ooh, shit. I sold him short. I'm sorry, Steph. I don't know. That would be fun to watch, I think. That would be funny.
Sure.
I thought it was hilarious to bring it up in that sense, because they were getting really pissed about it. And they sent me like a video of them fighting to submit it. So I respect it, Cam and Deli and Caden too. Shout out you guys. You got any hot takes? I got nothing else.
Yes,
really.
I have hot takes. I don't know why you don't have hot takes.
I'm sorry.
All right, first one. Jordan Love is almost certainly going to play the majority of the snaps come this week 18, right? Is this game a showcase for an off-season trade for Jordan Love?
Yikes. I don't know. I think ideally you would want it to be a showcase for us, right? Aaron, yeah, we want Aaron to sign, but I still think we want Jordan Love to be the guy after, don't we?
I prefer that Jordan Love be the guy going forward. I don't think...
After this season.
Yeah. No, what? Right now? No, I don't...
Yeah. No, I mean, like, next year, if Aaron wants to play here, you're still like, fuck it, give it to Jordan Love.
No, but I want to keep Jordan Love. I don't want to trade him.
I agree. I'm in the same boat. I think Jordan Love's worth a shot. I mean, we spent the first round pick on him. Why the fuck not? Let's try to make him work. I think the plan should be to, like, extend Aaron 2 years. Give him the most money possible. Jordan Love, come in right after. Boom. Pick up his fifth year option. Do it like that.
Sure. Okay. I don't know. I really... Here's the thing. I said it in the offseason.
Do we have to trade Jordan Love to make Aaron Rodgers happy? I don't think we do.
I don't think so either. But the thing that I do want to take into consideration is that we have, arguably, the NFL Executive of the Year in Brian Gutekunst, who has continued to just make insane moves all season that have paid massive dividends.
Absolutely.
Right? And just from the start of his tenure in Green Bay, look at the number of things that he has done.
Yeah, Goody and LaFleur have been really great moves too.
And I've said it from the start, or the start of this podcast, really, that I want Goody for 5 years over Aaron Rodgers for one more year.
It's a fair point.
I think he can provide more for the Packers.
I don't want to get rid of Jordan Love either. I don't think that's a smart plan.
But here's my thought to that. If Gutekunst can get a fat package for Jordan Love, I'm going to trust Brian Gutekunst.
They got to get...
Good God.
Jeez, we're almost there. Almost there.
I know.
You got to get a player for him, I think. I would rather get a player than picks.
Again, I got to see what the package is. All right. Let's go do another one.
All right. What do you got?
So going after week 18, 5 NFL coaches are going to be fired. Over under 4.5.
Can I just pull up a list of teams?
Sure.
Just so I have a reference point.
Yeah, go right ahead.
List of NFL teams. The over-under is 4.5.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying. I won't tell you right away, but I will say like one when I say one, okay?
And I will give you the 5.
Okay. Maybe 1. 2.
Name them. Start naming them.
Okay, well, I'm going to go... I said maybe to Carolina.
Okay.
Matt Rhule is a maybe right now. Okay. I won't say he's getting fired, but I could see it. Respect it. Joe Judge is gone.
All right.
He's going to be gone.
Even though they have committed to him.
He sucks, dude.
He's terrible.
They're the worst team, literally, since he's been
now, there. Now, David Tepper, owner of Carolina, has already expressed strong regrets. Those were the exact words about Matt Rhule's contract.
Now, what
Matt Rhule could be a one that I think is getting axed.
What's our rule on Jacksonville here?
No, they don't count.
Okay, they don't count?
No, that's fine. Jacksonville and, what's it called? What's the other one? Vegas.
Okay.
They don't count. I'm talking five coaches will be let go after
okay, so we're at two maybe there. Seattle, I'll go 3-4 for the Vikings, 5 for the Bears.
Yeah, Matt Nagy is officially gone. I can almost guarantee that. They said as much over the weekend.
And then I think that's my five.
Okay.
So I can say over, but that's a good number at 4.5. That's a good number.
Yeah. So Matt Nagy, boom. Matt Rhule, boom. I'm also going to throw in Mike Zimmer, your boy.
I did say him for the Vikings. Yes, oh, sorry. That was part of my five.
So 3. Now, how about David Culley in Houston?
I think he's outperformed this year. What? That team was literally picked to be dog shit of dog shit for every single bracket. Okay. Every single person thought they were the worst team.
All right.
And they have 4 wins.
How about Vic Fangio in Denver?
No, they had Teddy, bro. I mean, like, Teddy's good, but Denver is primed to get a quarterback next season.
All right, all right. And Pete Carroll's another one.
That's the one I had gone.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know. I'm not sure about Pete Carroll. I'm not sure about Joe Judge. Especially Joe Judge, because they have literally said that they are committed to him.
I think that you having Matt Rhule's job hotter than Joe Judge's is a hot take.
Look, I'm going with what the owners have said.
Okay. Okay. These
I'm just saying.
What do those old bastards know? They don't know shit.
What do the owners of the football team know?
They don't know shit.
All right.
Dan Snyder, we're taking Dan Snyder's opinion into account. That's what we're doing. I should have bought the Packers.
Dan Snyder.
Not Schneider, Snyder.
Okay, Snyder, whatever. Also, last take, I'm going to go Jonathan Taylor closes out the season with a 200-yarder.
Who's he going against?
Jacksonville.
Ooh, yeah. That. Yeah, they need to win, too, so he's got to play.
It's all going to be on him, bubby.
Yeah, that's not a bad hot take at all. I think that's primed for the best week of the season is him, who's just been stupid. Does that get him over 2,000 yards if he goes for 200?
Probably.
It's pretty close. I'll pull it up real quick. Yeah, those are the hot takes of the week over Jacksonville. 200 yards. He spells his name weird, so I gotta remember how to
Joe
do
Nathan.
This.
Is that weird?
Joe Nathan. What's his last name? Taylor. Okay. 1734. So he would need 276 yards.
Okay, so no.
No. He won't do that.
That's not happening at all.
That would be no. If he does, that would shotgun. Be a record. We'll shotgun. No, it wouldn't. 296 is the record.
Is it?
Yeah, AP. 276. If he does it, we'll shotgun to start the episode next week. I'll say that right now. Let's get into our picks for the week.
All right. Let me pull up my...
That's fine. Oh, got Tom.
I got him right here. Okay. First up, it's Kansas City and Denver.
Now, this is a game where it really doesn't matter much for Denver since they're not in the playoffs, but Kansas City controls some seeding. They probably want that one seed, man.
For sure.
Kansas City.
Oh, by the way, I'm going to mix things up for this because this is our final week.
Yes.
And you are down 5 games.
Yeah.
Not insurmountable.
I think you should pick every game first.
That's what I was just about to say.
Yes.
And okay. Now, granted, it doesn't affect my pickings, but it might affect yours.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. I think that's more than fair.
NFL Week 18.
I will say that you did not hit your blowout bet this week.
What was it?
Tampa Bay and New York Jets.
They almost fucking lost, too.
New England and Jacksonville. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're scary good at picking that 21
point. Dude, and I've been consistent of not just like pounding one team.
Yeah, well, you had a couple runs at the Texans and a strong bite.
Hold up. I'm dying. That's why I said hold up. No, that's not true. Okay, yeah. I'm taking Kansas City as well. I think Kansas City's the best choice, especially if they don't want to slide further down in the playoff standings. Next up, Dallas and Philly. I think Dallas needs this game. I think they need to go into this playoffs with a win, some high momentum and some morale. So I'm going to take Dallas.
I think Dallas is trending down right now. Eagles, they could mix things up. That would get them to a 6 seed, and they're playing Tampa in the first round, which just seems like a more likely situation than Tampa playing 49ers, because that's just a lot of red on the field. Okay, that's my logic. So give me the Eagles.
All right, Eagles.
Fuck, dude, this is going to be all week.
Is this you trying to justify that pick?
Yeah. Yeah, there's going to be too much red if they play the
All Flames. Right, here, this one might be a little bit better for you. It's Washington and New York Giants. let's see. Okay, going into this game, dude, the Giants are so bad.
We're taking Washington. We're both taking it.
Washington. They're just...
There's no way I'm going to pick Mike Glennon to win a football game. That's just a bad investment.
Or Joe Judge, yeah, dude. Just they're just the bad fucking investment.
Worst. Saquon did have 100 yards, though. So yeah. We got to give him a little props there for that one. I think we missed the Chargers-Broncos game, too.
No, we just sort of passed over that.
Yeah, Chargers, Justin Herbert's good at football.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Sure.
Yep.
Sure, guys. All right. It's Green Bay at Detroit. I think this is Jordan Love's win right here. First win. Even with all the team decimated.
I'm not taking not the Packers. Give me the Packers.
You sure about that?
Yeah, give me not the Packers. I gotta take the Packers. I'll figure it out.
You figure this out. All right. Indianapolis at Jacksonville. I have to take Indy.
Give me the Colts.
They need this win, man.
I'll figure it out. I get a revise at the end, too.
That's fair. I will let you do that. Okay. That's fine. All right. Next up, let's go to... how about Chicago at Minnesota? All right. I think the Bears got momentum. I think I'm going to take Chicago in this one. And you are going to be surprised by them winning.
Oh, all right, I'll take the Vikings. Like, that's not a bad one for me. They're a better team. They are. Not with Sean Mannion at quarterback by any means. But
man, what are you hating on Sean Mannion?
He's bad.
I'm serious. I think Robert Quinn is going to play a big factor, and this is going to be the game that seals Mike Zimmer's career.
Yeah, Matt, it could very well get Mike Zimmer fired, but he might be coaching for a job at the same point to try to get to 8-9.
Yeah.
Makes it look all a little right. better.
Next one, Pittsburgh Steelers at Baltimore Ravens.
You wish you could see tonight's game for this pick.
I do.
Yeah.
It really comes down to whether or not you think Lamar Jackson is going to
I don't know if he gives him a better chance to win at this point.
You like Tyler Huntley that much?
He throws the ball better than him. I think he does. And he can move a little bit.
Yeah, there's no way that Ben Roethlisberger wants to go out on a loss to the Ravens, but I think he does. I'm going to take Baltimore.
All right, I'll take Pittsburgh. That's like the best one I got. I think that Ben Roethlisberger's career getting ruined by Baltimore is a great finish to it. Yeah, I completely agree, but I have to make some moves this week.
All the best players go out on their back, dog.
Is he all the best players?
You don't think he's a Hall of Famer?
Oh, he's definitely a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Fame douchebag, too.
That's for sure.
Rolls into play.
All right, Titans at Texans. I don't think we need to argue over this one. It's the Tennessee's game, right?
For now. In my revise, I'm going to look back at that.
Okay. Cincinnati Bengals at the Cleveland Browns. I think I got to go with the Bengals.
Yeah.
Cleveland's done, dude. Baker Mayfield sucks. This is going to be that game that Baker Mayfield sends Cleveland into looking for a quarterback of the offseason. Carolina Panthers at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Shit.
I'm
running out of games here. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to take the Bucs.
Oh, you are?
Yep.
Okay, so am I. do you want me to pick my blowout?
I want the Patriots. Oh, shit, we got a blowout pick, too. Fuck.
I'll let you pick that last, too.
Okay.
I'm going to take this as my blowout, though.
Patriots, Dolphins?
No. Carolina and Tampa Bay.
Oh, okay.
I am going to take Tampa Bay for this blowout win.
Okay. All right.
All right. Patriots, Dolphins. It's the Patriots.
I'm taking the Dolphins.
Okay.
Patriots and Dolphins have been an interesting matchup over the last few seasons, remember? Tom Brady was always fucking up against the Dolphins. Dolphins have a pretty good defense still. Okay. They can play spoiler a little bit. Fuck shit up for the Patriots. Bills could win the division, you know. I'm okay with that one.
Okay.
Honestly.
Saints and Falcons.
Did we not pick this? We didn't do this one? This is a game I just didn't care about that much.
No. I'm going to take the Saints. Do you really want to take Atlanta?
Yes. I got to make 6 moves here, remember, because I'm trying to beat you.
Trying to beat you. New York Jets at the Buffalo Bills.
I'll take my... I'm not going to do that again. Jets fucked me. I'll do the Bills. The Bills.
Both of us taking the Bills.
Yeah.
Smart move. I like that. Shit. Good play. Seattle Seahawks at Arizona Cardinals.
Let's take the Cardinals. Let's do it. Oval.
Are you sure?
You're going to take Seattle.
Okay.
Is that what you're going to do? Take the Cardinals. Stop it. Okay. Stop it.
This is
not a Seahawks.
This seems like an upset game.
Although the Cardinals suck at home compared to they do on the road. And Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll last game. Hurrah.
Yeah.
Give me the Cardinals. Yeah.
All right. San Francisco at the LA Rams.
Rams
need this win, dude. Rams need it. Honestly, so do the 49ers, but...
They do.
Yeah. I think Trey Lance, he's going to be more than likely playing this game.
Played last week. That was one highlight we missed. Trey Lance's first win. But he's playing the Texans. Who cares? Again, just not really a real team.
I'm going to take the Rams. I think Trey Lance is going to cause that game.
What was your 21-pointer, Colts-Jaguars?
Tampa Bay, Carolina.
Oh, I'm going to take mine on Colts-Jaguars then.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Are you taking the Rams over San Francisco?
I am.
All right.
And Chargers-Raiders is Sunday. No more Monday night.
Thank God. Also, Mike Tirico's annoying.
Are you taking Chargers or Raiders? Winner goes to the playoffs.
Justin Herbert's going to have an epic game. Give me the Chargers.
Derek Carr's veteran status helps them out. Let's go.
All right.
I'm going for the... Fucking W, baby.
Sure. You do realize this is one hell of a parlay.
I picked a perfect week. I feel it.
Okay.
I feel it. Let me go through it real quick, just so we're verified that I know who I picked right now when I look at it. I picked the Chiefs. I picked the Cowboys. I picked
Yes. No, you picked Philadelphia.
Oh, that's because you picked the Cowboys. Yes, so I picked the Eagles. I picked the Eagles, football team, Bengals.
Yep.
I picked the Ravens.
Nope.
No, I have the Steelers because you picked the Ravens. Fuck, these are all the picks I wanted to pick. I have the Packers, Vikings, Colts, Titans.
Colts plus 21.
Yep.
Titans.
I had the Falcons. You had the Saints.
Yep.
Cardinals.
Yep.
Bills.
Yep.
Dolphins.
Yep.
Buccaneers.
Yep.
Rams. Raiders.
Yep.
Let's see.
1, 2, 3, 4
Keep going.
5, 6
Yep. That's for the W right there. It's for the W.
All right.
I go 6-0, you have to, like, I don't know what, but there's going to be something in play.
Sure.
There's going to be something in play.
6-0, but then I squash it by my 21 pointer.
Yeah.
Would that be tough as fuck or what? Oh, I hope that happens. I hope that really though, I'm trying to keep it under four because right now I'm at 96 losses, and I think under 100 would feel great.
So 101 losses.
101. Fuck. It's been a tough season for you, bro.
Yeah, and the backup quarterbacks really you can't like throw that into my I mean, what's my total record? Let's relax.
Yeah, okay. Total record, you are 149-101.
That's pretty good.
Sure, but my 154-96 looks really good.
It's like an Aaron Rodgers stat line.
Really? You got fucked on a lot of your blowouts and because you're like blowout teams lost.
I had two losses on blowouts picks.
That's it? I thought you had more.
For sure I had two losses.
We'll have to do a season stat.
Which is
stats.
Fucking four losses off the rip.
We'll have to do a season stat at the end.
Should we move into quick hits? Let's do it. Let's move into quick hits. Quick hits brought to you by the quick hits that come from our podcast every week.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're sponsored by. First one, of course, we all know I am a hockey fan this year, and the Seattle Kraken suck. Still, minus 30 goal differential. They're 2-6 and 2 in their last 10. They've lost their last 5. I mean, it's just brutal out there. I don't think they've won a game since the last podcast. So, it's a tough year for the fandom, but at least I can say I'm loyal.
Sure.
At least I can say I'm
How many
loyal.
Games have you watched?
How many games have been played?
You have the record in front of you. Can't you do some quick math?
10, 33. I've probably watched about 30 of them.
You lying son of a bitch.
Minus 30 of them. Yeah. But they are my team. They're my team. I'm going to watch them when they're in the playoffs.
Sure.
Going to watch them when they're in the playoffs.
Yeah. That's so years from now.
Next year.
Okay.
We're gotcha. On that. Straight out of the crack house, baby. I have some NBA hot takes. Giannis might fuck around and win MVP again. I mean, he's got better numbers this year than he might from the others. But the most important stats I think we need to talk about are ones from Josh Giddey.
Oh, yeah.
Youngest player ever to record a triple-double last week.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, also had a 0-10-10 game. Which is the first time that's happened in over 50 years where a double-double without scoring a single point. So shout out to Josh Giddey, who we should get fat-headed across this or something.
Fat-heads are expensive. Yeah, I tried to get like a bunch of them, and it was not worth
They're not. They're not good. But Josh Giddey, shout out to you, you Aussie bastard. All right.
Yep. Also, while I'm going to quickly jump in on your points deal, or your NBA deal, LeBron James recently just continues to score points. I shouldn't say recently, but he is past the pace of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's point record. Just thought I'd let everyone know that.
Oh, he's going to break that. He's got it.
And then he's cementing him as the greatest player of all time.
He's the youngest player from to score 1,000 points all the way to 36,000 points. Literally every round number. 2,000, 3,000,
4,000. Let's go.
The youngest player at every single place.
Oh!
Yeah, you're getting loopy. We better get going.
Let's go! Fuck you!
Wisconsin Badgers, Vegas Bowl champs. What's up? Suck it.
Yeah, right. Suck that, Herm Edwards.
Death, taxes, Braylon Allen over 100 yards. Only things guaranteed in life. Just happens every week.
You're only saying that because you put that on Twitter.
I did.
Yes.
You followed me on Twitter.
Well, I had to be nice.
It was a good tweet. It's a good tweet.
Where's my follow?
I follow you on Twitter.
Yeah, very rarely.
Dave and Cudahy.
You didn't like my tweet about the ice bowl.
I honestly am going to be real with you. It was so good a quality. I didn't know it was from you. I thought it was just something I saw. So
you lying sack of shit.
I swear to God. I just thought it was on my Twitter feed.
Fucking solid ass Twitter post.
Yeah, it was a good Twitter
also,
post.
Also, the no one, absolutely no one, is a great meme.
Badger basketball against Purdue tonight. That's going to be a tough one for us.
No one cares.
That we're 10-2 right now. Purdue's number 3 in the country.
No one cares.
Going to be tough. And let's talk about no stiff. No stiff. No Steve Smith on the Hall of Fame ballot. That's a little ridiculous, I think.
It's sad. Yeah. It's really what it is. I don't know if he'd actually get in.
And let's get Leroy Butler there this year, because that this needs to happen.
Leroy, or if you're on the north side, Leroy.
Leroy.
I'm pretty sure, from what everyone that I've ever spoken to, his name is Leroy, but he just wants to be suave and calls himself Leroy.
Mm.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
You be suave. That's like Willem Dafoe.
Oh, yeah. It's not William.
No, well, it's Willem, but his last name's not Dafoe. It's Daffo.
Yeah, what a bitch.
Right?
That's the guy who was the Green Goblin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know who I'm talking about. Yeah, so that was my those were my hot takes. Josh Giddey, Giannis, Steve Smith, Badgers.
I'm surprised at you.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
What's that?
Taylor Decker. Getting that thick six.
Oh, what?
Fat boy.
I missed this.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Taylor Decker becomes the first offensive tackle in team history with multiple touchdown catches.
Wow.
Yeah, that's some of note when Detroit was trailing Seattle.
Yeah, they can fuck around like that if they want to do that.
Multiple touchdowns.
The catch by Garrett Bradbury in that Packer game was pretty sick.
Hold on. We're going to get the...
Beautiful sounds.
And that's Taylor Decker.
Taylor Decker!
Gus Johnson's great, man. I love listening to Gus Johnson. Makes everything so unnecessarily exciting.
Also, too, something that I think we need to talk about, that it's been a rough week in terms of sports and celebrity figures passing.
Mm-hmm.
First up, we have Dan Reeves, Hall of Fame coach and football player of the Atlanta Falcons and Dallas Cowboys, respectively. He passed away this past week. John Madden,
yep,
Hall of Fame coach and commentator. And then, of course, my girl, Betty White.
Betty White.
So close to 100, officially, though she has lived over the 100 years mark.
Yeah, because of leap years.
Yeah. So, I just want to say that. Had to get them out there.
I brought it up while I was at work at game show, and I like said over the mic, because I found out kind of late. I was like 8 hours late to that death notice. Like, I don't know why, I just didn't hear about it.
Really. Ruined it. Well, I wouldn't say it ruined. Affected me greatly.
It
still does.
I then ended up saying, like, over the mic, I was like, was I the last one to find out Betty White died? And they were like, yeah. And then Matt was like, hey, yeah, your brother's like a big Golden Girls guy, isn't he? And I was
huge.
Like, oh, yeah, big Golden
Massive Girls. Massive Golden Girls. I have a Golden Girls tattoo, people.
Yeah.
I've met Betty White twice. That's my woman. I just framed my autograph picture of her downstairs, put it right in front, so that way, as we're watching TV, Betty White is staring upon me.
Mm. As she would have wanted.
Yeah.
As she would have wanted.
Okay, so next up. Jake Paul, I don't know if you saw this. Jake Paul wrote a letter to the UFC and Dana White, talking about he will immediately retire from boxing and fight Jorge Masvidal in the UFC if Dana White agrees to a couple of demands.
Yeah.
Number one, he increases the minimum fighter pay per fight to $50,000. It's $12,000 right now.
Which is nuts.
Two, guarantees UFC fighters 50% of UFC annual revenues. So $1 billion in 2021. That was the 21 annual revenue.
Okay.
So that's a lot to ask for. I don't know quite about that much. And then three, provides long-term health care to all fighters. So there have been a bunch of UFC guys that have come right out and said that they have brain damage.
Right,
so
CTE waiting to happen. It's
the same
thing.
There's no health care in the UFC.
That's crazy. Honestly, that is a little... Yeah. That's a suspect move from Dana White. They should have some sort of health care system.
Dana White has been on record saying that brain damage is part of the gig, which is just wrong.
Fucked. You know, it is gladiator shit, though. I mean, those guys just do it because they are fucking crazy at the end of the day anyway. But definitely some points in there. I don't think he wrote that by any means. I think he probably had, like, one of his...
henchmen. He probably had that idea, though. And I will say, his first point about the minimum fight pay, that's fine. And the healthcare thing, that's fine. I don't know about the revenue. 50% of that is a lot.
I'm surprised that the UFC hasn't done any movement on that already, if they don't have any healthcare representation in that sport. Like, that's kind
of
wild.
Unfortunately, there's no healthcare in any of those fighting things, I don't think.
Right, okay. But, like, major sports all have it. You know what I mean? If UFC wants to be taken more seriously, yeah, that might even help.
And Artie is getting momentum. Francis Ngannou backed him up and said, quote, "You better take him seriously." And then Jake Paul also said in that same tweet, "You have 5 days to accept and implement the above demands by March 31st, 2022. So, does this happen?
No.
I don't think so.
No shot.
But
no shot.
Just let I get that out there. And then last but not least, we got a fantastic celebration
for
South Carolina's Shane Beamer. Won the Mayo Bowl. Duke's Mayo Bowl, right?
Yes.
And instead,
formerly won by the Packers or the Badgers.
And instead of getting a Gatorade shower, dude got a Duke's Mayo bath shower.
Gotta be the grossest shower out.
Holy fuck, it was terrible to watch. But that's what we need, baby.
A mayo bath? I'm not getting mayo bath. If you want, you can get mayo bath. That's not
I'm just you. Saying, if we have these specific bowl games, we need to have some specific showerings.
Yeah, Vegas, they shower you with money. Or hookers and
what
cocaine.
What was the Badgers one?
They won the Vegas Bowl.
Oh, Vegas Bowl. But hear me out. Does that sound great? Orange Bowl, just get a bunch of fucking citrus dumped on you?
Both coaches did agree to letting a mayo bath happen if they won the game. Yep. So it was already predetermined mayo bath, which is great. That's just gross.
It's awful.
So disgusting. Yep. Like, I can't imagine a worse liquid that is edible that could be dumped on me.
I mean, I know it's not mayo, but Miracle Whip. Miracle Whip's grosser than mayo. And I'm going to tell you right now that, no.
Mayo's okay. Gross.
But like, dude, you got lots of great ones. You got the Coca-Cola Classic, right?
Deteriorate your skin.
Right. Dude, you have the Gator Bowl. Just throw some alligators on you.
That would rip your face off.
Yep, right? Doesn't that sound great?
A lot of these could work. They could work. I could see it, but probably not.
You're no fun. Just saying.
The Mayo Bowl is so gross to me. Ugh. Like the mayo bath, just getting dumped on afterwards. Like your hair is probably all gross and shit. Ugh. No, not for me. Not for me at all. All right. There it is. That's episode 48, Dave's Flu Pod.
What?
Dave's Flu Pod.
Are you trying to say... Oh, I thought you said... Days flew by, and no. I didn't realize you were talking about me.
No, I was talking about you. I said Dave's Flu Pod, because we had an episode for me when I did it.
Yes.
As well, so this is now yours, all right? Feel like MJ? Feel like great. Mike?
Yeah, I feel great, Doug.
It's freezing up in this attic right now, because yeah, we cold. Had to turn the heat off. My toes are absolutely frozen. But that's the end of our episode. It's episode 48, week 17, one more week. Next week, I think we take a different approach. I think we talk about the future next week as opposed to the past.
Oh.
I think we'll do a playoff prep episode. Very, very basically scheme over the games that were played. But I think that's the move. We'll do a playoff preview instead of a week recap. If you like this episode, please make sure that you download us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We're on the iHeart. I just fucking did that to make sure all that was working too. Google Podcasts. I don't fucking know if you listen to those. Does anyone use those? But if you don't want to download us, it's all good. You can always check us out on thechairshot.com.
I can't wait to be dumped on by the Weed Eater Bowl.
Peace.
This is why I say I'm one of the hardest niggas in Madden. I have one of the most best offense in Madden history. Look at this shit. Look at that nigga. Greg Jennings caught that shit. Probably last play of the game. But dog, earlier though, the nigga broke his fucking leg. How is he running with a broken leg? Look at this nigga holding this shit though. Dog, he put the team on his back. Dog, let's go inside the mind of a Greg Jennings. Dog, I gotta do this shit. I put the team on my fucking back though. My leg broke. I don't know how the fuck I'm running right now though. I'll do this shit. Madden. Oh shit, Darren Sharper, one of the most hardest hitting safeties in the league. But I put the team on my back, dude. Fuck it, you can't stop me. Cross the plane, touchdown. Greg Jennings, 49-20, man. Fuck with me. Fuck you, Gumby.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.